Where do you think this is heading, this agent?
Well, I know that they are certainly doing more clinical trials in CLL and looking for approval, actually, frontline again, because they will be doing a trial, ofatumumab versus chlorambucil. And, you know, that's how bendamustine got approved. In Germany, the trial by Knopf was a bendamustine versus chlorambucil, which is still used frequently in Europe to treat chronic lymphocytic leukemia, not so much in the United States. And certainly the bendamustine had a much better progression-free survival than chlorambucil. And it actually got approved in Europe and then got approved in the United States. And now we're using bendamustine in both frontline and relapse chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Now, the bendamustine also, you talked about newer agents in follicular lymphoma, it also just got approved for relapsed rituximab refractory follicular lymphoma and indolent lymphoma. So now bendamustine's a new player on the street also.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about bendamustine. Anything else you want to say about ofatumumab?
There are many clinical trials in process, and they're also looking at ofatumumab in combination with fludarocytoxin in the relapse setting. Because remember, a lot of young people now with chronic lymphocytic leukemia will get frontline treatment with FCR, fludarocytoxin, rituxan, very good responses. You know, overall responses of 90%, 70% complete remissions, and duration of remissions about 5 years for frontline FCR. Even in the relapse setting, FCR is looking pretty good. So they're going to replace rituximab with ofatumumab and do an FCO study in relapse. And I also believe there may be a frontline FCO study going. There is an FCO study frontline.
How much of an advantage do you think the humanized aspect of this is in terms of infusion reactions?
You know, Neil, I think it's really going to take a lot of work to replace rituximab. I think that everyone is, you know, hopeful that we may get better responses. I think they're promising. I don't think we're quite ready to have these humanized monoclonal antibodies absolutely replace rituxan. Where we have to prove that they're going to be effective is if they work in the rituximab refractory patient. And I think we're getting some data concerning that.